Several new tests for prostate cancer rely on detecting genes in tissue samples and purport to be able to predict which men have cancers that are dangerous and which don't. Ballantyne Carter, a prostate cancer expert at Johns Hopkins, offers his view.
My view is that we're on the right track. These tests are in their infancy, but they're always going to have to be combined with better imaging. Because if we can't see the area or the lesion that we think is the index lesion, then we may or may not be doing the genetic test on the right tissue.
Carter says for right now, don't spend money on these tests.
At the current time, absolutely not. There's not enough data at this point in time to say that these tests usefully distinguish men who will or will not be harmed by prostate cancer. There's no question about that.
For now, Carter recommends seeking care from an expert in prostate cancer for the best outcome. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.